This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, July 3. Faith, finding help in trouble. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. For more than 3,000 years, the hearts of God's people have been encouraged and bolstered by the words of Psalm 46. In our troubled times, we still turn to this psalm. May I share with you about three experiences when this psalm strengthened our troubled hearts. First, the awful news on November 22, 1963. President Kennedy has been shot. We were stunned, numbed into silence. At the seminary I was attending, we had a special chapel service, and our professor read Psalm 46, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." Those words made our weak and wounded hearts sturdier. Second, during the past year with the COVID-19 pandemic, Psalm 46 spoke to many of our troubled and lonely hearts. In times of anxious uncertainty and isolation, we needed to hear God say, "Be still and know that I am God," anchoring and calming our souls. Third, I visited a dear mother whose son had just been killed in a car accident. A tearful smile lined her sad face as she welcomed me into her neatly kept home. She talked. I listened. Then we turned to Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. In later visits, she often reminded me how powerful and precious Psalm 46 was to her. Therefore, we will not fear. The Lord Almighty is with us. Pray with me. Thank you, O God, for being our ever-present help in trouble. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.